This week's show is sponsored by Wellness Core.
History's filled with stories of dogs and other animals behaving differently before natural disasters like earthquakes.
In 373 BC, the Greek historian Thucydides wrote that dogs, rats, and snakes deserted the city of Hellas just days before an earthquake.
And in 1805 in Naples, dogs, sheep, and oxen apparently started calling just minutes before a quake, and horses bolted in a panic just before the San Francisco earthquake of 1906.
But why? Can dogs predict the future? Or is there an early warning sign that they can sense that we can't?
Welcome to the Dog Scholar!
What unusual behaviours did animals exhibit just before the 2011 earthquake off the Pacific coast of Tohoku in Japan? Well, this study surveyed 1,259 pet owners and it asked them general information about their pets, what their living environments were like, and any unusual behaviours around the time of the earthquake. It also looked, now there is a point to this, at milk yields of cows around the time of the earthquake. Just under 20% of dogs showed unusual behaviours, like being restless and sticking close to their owner. And this was up to a day before the earthquake happened. Actually, 17% of cats did too, and they'd mainly hide or escape. Now, the closer they were to the epicentre, the more unusual behaviours they could see. Whatever was triggering the dog was much stronger near the epicentre. And cow milk yields decreased significantly the week before, within about 340 kilometres of the epicentre. So animals could definitely sense something that we can't. And if dogs could give an early warning, it could go some way to helping people get to safety at an early point in time and help us to reduce the casualties. Have you ever experienced an earthquake?
I've experienced a low milk yield. How do you ask?
I can remember a little grumble when I was a kid, and it was all like a big news, like, oh, there was a little earthquake. But that's
was
all
that in Liverpool?
We're around the northwest. Yeah,
really?
A little grumble.
There's been UK earthquakes over recent years.
I think I can remember about two of them over my life.
Did your dogs do anything
different? I was going to say that. I wouldn't have known about it apart from the fact that my dog started acting unusually. And I thought,
yeah. And your cow stopped milking.
Yes, I had to have black coffee for a week.
Yeah, I can't even remember where I was. I can just vaguely remember something like that. I must have been really young.
Wow.
I mean, you're like my age, so you must have been around them times as well. You must have been on the news.
No, I can't. It obviously didn't have enough emotional savings to me. Yeah. Didn't affect me down in Newport.
I've got family over in New Zealand.
It's a serious issue there, isn't it?
Yeah, it is. Yeah. And on and around, you know, off New Zealand as well. Obviously, that entire part of the world is far more prone to it. So it's not my cup of tea, to be completely honest with you. Sorry, New Zealand. Lovely place, lovely people. Just not mad keen on the potential for earthquakes.
Yeah, I'm the same with Australia, like when spiders can drop kick you and stuff. God damn.
But what do you think it is that the animals are sensing that makes them behave differently?
A trembling earth. Potentially, I guess.
Yeah. But it's before. It's like they're having a premonition. It's like they're psychic or something.
It'd be interesting to know whether or not a milk production decreases if an animal's stressed.
Maybe it's a technique issue.
I don't know enough about lactating animals.
We need a dairy farmer on here, don't we?
Women who've given birth, can they struggle to produce milk under stress?
There are many conditions under which we can struggle to produce milk.
It wouldn't be out of the realm of possible that the cows are doing the same thing, wouldn't it?
But then what is happening to make them stressed?
Yeah.
That's it. What are they sensing? What's happening so far before we are able to tell that an earthquake is happening? For all
rough
of our
hands.
Technology.
That's what the sensing.
Probably the same sort of thing that happens when dogs know that somebody's coming home before they actually turn up, you know, and you think when you're able to pick up on the sound of the vehicle or timings or whatever else. Not that there's going to be a timing for an earthquake, but I mean, you know, their sensitivity to environmental events is probably far greater than ours. Anyway, birds will leave trees, won't they, when there are storms or whatever that perhaps we haven't picked up on, or there's all manner of things that could happen.
Maybe it's like, it's something that they have, but like people, some are more gifted than others. Some are more in tune with it than others. Do you know what I mean?
It could be.
Like some people can be like, there's something wrong with them. I'm going to ask them if they're okay, where someone else might be like, I don't even know what's going on. Just talk about your business. Yeah. It can be like an intuition thing, or maybe it's like a sixth sense that some of them have better than others, who knows?
The bit for me is that it seemed to increase, that you saw it more prominently the closer you got to the epicenter. So there was definitely something, whatever they're sensing is directly related to the earthquake, or some sign about the earthquake happening that we're not detecting, that we don't know yet, that signals an earthquake is going to happen. So there's definitely something tied there. But for me, I don't know what. I mean, we know that dogs are sensitive to the magnetic field. We know that they have special receptors in their eyes that allow them to perceive the Earth's magnetic field. But I couldn't find any conclusive research to suggest that the magnetic field was associated with an earthquake.
Tremors. Yeah. Surely sort
maybe
of
maybe the other, pre, other 80% of the cows, they should have moved closer to the...
It's all going downhill.
You're milking
here, isn't it?
This one.
Yeah. I'll do another.
I wonder how much of it is, you know, the obviously it makes sense, doesn't it? The closer you are to the centre of a trembling earth that's about to crack open, yeah, the more likely you are to be able to feel it. But I wonder how much as well owners, assuming that you have some sort of idea that you're living somewhere on or near a fault line, or that there's a likelihood of something being there, you know, are you in yourself more attuned to picking up on something where you think, is that, you know, is that the potential for to be, you know, and are the dogs responding to that?
Maybe intellectually, humans have just got so much that we're doing that we're not quite as in tune with our surroundings as animals are, who think, like, you know, in a quite simple form, you know, eat, sleep, drink, repeat, you know what I mean? So maybe before there's anything actually detectable in the sense that we're feeling it, maybe there's mild grumbles that they're just a little bit aware of and it startles them, who knows?
Has your dog ever sensed something's wrong before it happens?
Well, I suppose so, because I train them to, and they better have. Yeah. We have it in when we're training, like, surprise attacks with when we're training dogs for the police, the prison services, personal protection dogs, we do surprise attacks. It's always like the dog just knows. And that could be, like, you know, the dog's reading a situation, picking up on signals, smelling adrenaline. It could be any of these things. But without actually, like, searching for a concrete answer, you would on face value go, that dog just knows.
Yeah.
It knows. They do know. You've done it in training yourself, haven't you, Jay? Before the person who's about to be bit, before they actually strike or attempt to attack, the dog's on it, wide-eyed, pie-eyed and ready to go.
A person probably gives some sort of cue, don't they, that the dog picks up on that we're not.
Yeah, and it could be here. It could be that there's some sort of cue that's signalling an earthquake that we're not picking up. But some other scientists took a slightly different approach to try to see what was happening. And they studied a farm in part of North Italy that's prone to having earthquakes. They attached biologgers and GPS sensors to 6 cows, 5 sheep and 2 dogs, very specifically. A biologger is a really sensitive instrument that records movement in any direction at all. And in this study, there were more than 18,000 tremors and one 6.6 magnitude earthquake. So there was a lot of activity, a lot of seismic activity. And they found clear signs that the animals were anticipating the quakes up to 20 hours ahead of tremors. And again, like the other study, the closer they were to the origin, the earlier they reacted. Now, it could be that they sense a signal that's diffusing outwards. And days before, we know that you have shifting tectonic plates that squeeze rocks along a fault line, and that can release minerals that expel iron. So could it be that the animals are reacting to that? Maybe it smells different.
Yeah, well, again, what animals and how acute is their
smell?
Well, 6
cows, 5 sheep and 2 dogs.
Yeah, so, you know, how acute is their smell? With a dog, we know it's really, really acute. You know, I've sent Flint off, and you can just see a dog's body language when they win something, and he's like just potting around them. Boom, he'll turn like a dart, his tail straight, and he's off. Maybe they're getting a wind or something then.
Well, in terms of the sense of smell, as a comparison, humans have 5 to 20 million cell receptors for smells, but dogs have got 280 million.
Yeah.
So their sense of smell is far superior to ours.
Yeah.
What about hearing, though? I found an interesting fact for this. Cows are actually super sensitive to high frequency sounds, and they've got a much wider range of hearing than humans. So a human's auditory range is from 64,000 to 23,000 hertz, whereas a cattle's range from 23,000 to 35,000.
And that's common in herbivores, isn't it?
Mm?
Yeah. They're always detecting danger.
I want to know whether the cow's milk yield decreased.
What a strange defence mechanism to being startled. Don't produce milk. It's mad, isn't it?
Yeah.
Not run away.
Yeah.
I'm slightly concerned with how obsessed with lactating Jeremy. Jeremy?
Jeremy?
You see?
I know, yeah. Whether you're talking about cows, sheep, deer, dogs, or humans, It only takes one to pick up on something, and then that behavior is contagious. If you're in a group and one starts getting startled, everyone starts to get a sense of startlement. And if you've got deer around and one picks up on something's getting close and bolts, they all bolt.
There's something called swarm intelligence, where animals behave the same way. It's another one that collectively improves their survival chances.
Absolutely, yeah. Mm-hmm. Yeah, monkeys do it, don't they? If there's any threat, you hear.
So do fish.
Yeah. One screech and then the whole forest erupts.
Birds will go, won't they? One bird flies from a tree and all birds will fly from the tree. if there's a threat in the immediate area.
Yeah, we have them on where I live, lapwings, because they nest on the ground. So when I know where they're nesting, because as we start taking the dogs for a walk, they start trying to like dive bomb you and make a noise,
We've got technology, but it can't detect earthquakes as early as animals seem to be. So could we use them to estimate the severity and proximity of earthquakes that are pending? Mm. Could it give us an early warning?
Well, it'd be interesting, but 80% of the time, you'd be f***ed. We don't deal in maybes, we deal in absolutes.
I think, did they, if you had
lots of dogs that were trained to detect earthquakes and you strategically placed them in certain places around the world, specifically near fault lines, you could use them like a weather station.
I think it'd be interesting. I don't know that you'd get away with evacuating an entire city and all its population because a dog trembled.
You gotta be careful.
Get everybody out. Yeah.
Depends how well you trained it.
I think it's interesting. I mean, the 18,000 tremors, did their behaviour change prior to the 18,000 tremors?
That's the thing. It's happening way before we'd usually be able to detect them with our technology. That for me was really interesting. So I think if we could get a bit more sophisticated in how we would monitor behaviour.
Or we could get a little bit more humble and stop trying to think of ourselves as being above and beyond every other life form on Earth with our extreme intelligence and accept the fact that an animal is capable of doing something that we aren't.
I think it'd be interesting to take that 20% that were on it and put them in a different country that is prone to earthquakes and see if they do it again. See if that 20% are consistent.
That'd be really interesting, that repeating of it would be
I mean, do you know, I always think of like, I'm a bit skeptical, like, yeah, but could it be and could it be? But the kid in me wants to believe it so much. I'm like, go on.
I think they can. I don't know how and I don't know why, but I think they can. Maybe we'll find out in the next study.
Mm. Let's find out.
This week's show is sponsored by Wellness Core. As an owner, picking what food to give your dog is one of the biggest decisions you'll make for them. So why should you pick Wellness Core? All recipes are protein-rich, made of natural ingredients, and grain-free. So there's no filler, just well-balanced, tasty meals. Wellness Core Low Fat is designed to ensure your dog has all the energy they need whilst minimising weight gain, with 30% less fat than the original recipe. Find the perfect core recipe for your dog and have it delivered to your door by clicking the link in the description. We talked about smell in the last one, but a dog's sense of hearing is 4 times better than humans. Now, a human whisper is 20 decibels. Dogs can hear as quiet as minus 15 decibels. I know, right? But can dogs hear the rumblings of an earthquake as the tectonic plates are shifting long before the earthquake actually happens? Well, one scientist was researching seasonal affective disorder in dogs and was gathering data on about 200 dogs. And he was looking at signs of anxiety and any changes that happened in activity over time. One day he noticed a sharp spike in anxiety. 47% of the dogs showed higher activity and 49% showed an increase in anxiety. The very next day, a 6.8 magnitude earthquake hit. Now, 14 of the 200 dogs had a hearing impairment, and only one of those showed any significant increase in anxiety or activity. And that dog lived with another dog who had normal hearing, so it could have been responding to their behaviours.
They wouldn't be able to learn that associatively and link it to an earthquake unless they were exposed to loads of earthquakes and it would become a cue. So maybe the dog has to just have a bit of a nervous disposition and is generally uncomfortable when their everyday living environment changes slightly. And maybe all the other dogs are following suit from that because they're unsettled that something's changed because dogs don't cope well with change.
Like allelometic behaviour.
Easy
for us to say.
The animals lived in an area that's prone to earthquakes, and then it's an area prone to tremors. So there's always the potential that they have learned that I need to be cautious around this time or such and such, and it can become, like a learned response, can't it? A conditioned response. I want to know how, if 14 dogs have got bad hearing out of 200, I want to know how they know that the other ones haven't. You know, and who did the hearing tests on 200 dogs?
Yeah. I think they were already identified. Yeah. They were already identified. But that point, actually, why is it that some dogs showed changes and others didn't? That's a really good one.
Again, you know, I could put dogs in an environment, like on my field, and a dog of a more nervous disposition will stand next to a dog that's really bold. A lorry will go past the road. That dog will be all to air, and that other dog will just carry on sniffing. You know, it matters.
I think a lot of things like that. You can put 200-400 people out in the cold.
Yeah.
150 shiver.
Yeah. Mm.
The rest don't. You know.
There were some more findings for this, which I think are really relevant to that point. And they found that dogs with pointed pricked ears showed more anxieties than those with floppy ears. Stop laughing at the word that I just said.
I didn't know you were going to say ears.
But they also found that dogs with smaller head sizes showed greater increases in anxiety. Now, there is a thing here, because animals with smaller heads have actually got better high-frequency hearing. So it all does tie in. It could have been higher-frequency sounds that relate to seismic activity, maybe from rocks breaking and scraping underground.
Well, that makes more sense, doesn't it? Because their ears are more designed for purpose. Yeah. You know, the floppy ears thing is something we've bred into dogs.
Yeah.
Pricked ears are going to be more, you're more open, more receptive.
That's how they're meant to be, to capture sound.
With the sounds and the ability to hear high-pitched sounds, I've worked with in excess of 5, say, dogs, where when I've been there with the owners with the dogs, they've caught mice. And they've been in a wide open space where it's windy conditions, and all of a sudden they'll run over and bounce like an Arctic fox and come up with this squealing vole or a little mouse or whatever.
Yeah.
And never in a month of Sundays would you be able to hear it. Certainly not from the certainly not from the distance from where, from where they are. So yeah, again, you know, more than likely that they can hear aspects associated with something as significant as you know, plate tectonics, you know, that they can hear sounds associated with
it. I mean, regardless of earthquakes aside, it did make me wonder, just that point, whether that could be applied for dogs for certain jobs, like search and rescue dogs, for example. If you could breed that into dogs, they have pointier ears, smaller heads. Whether that could help to improve their hearing for high frequency sounds, make them more likely to locate somebody that's stuck under rubble.
Is that interesting though,
isn't
it?
Yeah, it made me think. It definitely made me think. What about the listener questions, Jay?
Okay, question one. Meg from Monmouthshire. Can dogs predict the weather? Do you think they can tell if it's going to rain just by smell? Or do they have no awareness of the climate? Appreciate this is quite a hypothetical question, but would love to know your thoughts. Love the show. Thanks, Meg.
I'm glad you love the show.
So I actually found a case study about a psychic dog. Mm-hmm. It was back in the 19-something or another's, and it was this dog that apparently could tell how many fingers you were holding up behind your back. And they did it in a room with no mirrors, and the owner went out the room and the dog could get it right every single time.
Apparently, clever hands.
Apparently,
I sense a clever hands story coming on.
Apparently they even entertained the president. Apparently, I don't know how true that is, but it did make me chuckle. I read it.
Apparently, it doesn't take much to entertain him. I've seen. There's a. I'm going to spoil it. Spoiler alert.
Go on then.
There's loads of stuff like that you see on YouTube, and the comments are filled with, "Oh my god, this is amazing!" But really, what they do is the dog barks on the cue of blinking. So they just do. They blink, and the dog barks as many times as you.
But it was someone that had never met the dog before.
I want to see the video of this.
Yeah. Well, it was before video was invented. Yeah.
Well, again, isn't it?
Very convenient.
Isn't it ironic that it's never been repeated again? Ooh.
But what about the weather? What about predicting the weather? So you know, like you get those weather stones, like you leave it outside and it's wet, and you can tell it's raining. Do you reckon what happens with your dog? Well, you leave it outside, it's wet. You know, it's raining.
Well, you know, I've not seen anything from dogs, but cattle will change. They'll all lay down when it's gonna start pissing down and that, won't they? They change what they're gonna do in prediction of weather. So maybe it's not of the realm of possible.
Maybe it's an air pressure thing.
Do you know when I'm driving
along, I love it
when I see cows lying down when it's not raining.
Yeah, yeah.
Because I just think I disprove that.
Yeah, that's what they say. Yeah.
What's your sample size? But there is the tales of cows that all lay down.
Yeah. I'm not saying it's concrete, but I'm saying it's what they say, isn't it?
It's grass. That's why it's not concrete.
They always seem to be laying down when it's pissing down. Anyway.
I just think that a dog, an animal, is more. Perhaps more in tune with atmospherics than we are.
Yeah.
Let's go back a bit. How many times have you gone outside and gone, oh, it's going to piss down, and it doesn't? Maybe a cow's doing the same thing. Oh, it's going to piss down. Yeah. Oh, no, it doesn't.
Yeah.
So what we're saying is it's guesswork.
Yeah. They're about as good at telling the weather as most weather forecasters.
Yeah.
Question 2 is from Gwendolyn. Why does my dog eat grass?
There's many, many reasons why dogs eat grass. And it can be deficient in nutrients. It can be they want to make themselves sick. Some of them do it for fun. There's loads of reasons, isn't there?
Mm. Do they do it sometimes for displacement behaviour?
It can be. They can do things as an altered behaviour. I have seen that before. Where like I'm not doing that. I'm just doing this instead.
Yeah.
But again, that's like a bit like how a teenager. You perceive it. It's not concrete. Yeah,
like a moody
concrete.
Teenager that you're asked to do something. They're like, oh, I'm so busy. Flicking this pen, I can't possibly find it in my room. And I believe
it would be elemental behaviour can come into that. If one dog's around another dog doing it, they'll pick up the habit.
Yeah, that's true. Yeah. Like one teenager ignoring you and then all of the teenagers ignore you.
Yeah. It's a frigging nuisance when they start eating grass.
I think it's perfect. I think it's because it's so prevalent across the species, then it's clearly a perfectly normal behaviour, isn't it? Why they do it, anyone's guess, really. You know, you can narrow it down to, like,
loads of reasons, but there could be loads more.
Yeah, you know, roughage, feeling sick, minerals, fibre or whatever. Yeah. Roughage and fibre, same sort of thing.
Yeah.
Or it could just be that you've got a cow, Gwendolyn.
Yeah. You think you've got a dog.
Yeah.
Just keep an eye on the milk yields in case there's an impending earthquake.
Yes.
Yeah.
Well, thank you for those questions. They are, as usual, on point. Jamie, if people want to get in touch, how can they do so?
You can find us on social media at Dog Scholar Podcast, or alternatively, you can email podcast@thedogscholar.com.
That's all we've got time for this week. So if you enjoyed this episode, please do share it with a friend, because if they don't like it, maybe their dogs will.
Danny, you look like you're trembling to give us your final thoughts over there.
Yeah, I'm just thinking, you know, if you're living in an area that's prone to earthquakes, move.
See you next week.
Get almond milk.
Yeah.